Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you.
One of the great seven till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Scott Arnold. We're talking about the security challenge that the went around the globe this weekend. The WannaCry breach that Scott identified as a worm that wormed its way into a computer or two and then went viral around the world almost. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but it hurt hundreds of thousands of computers. They wanted, it was ransomware, right? Right, Scott? It is ransomware. And they wanted
exactly.
Money. They wanted money to get you to give you back your system. Most people wouldn't even know how to get Bitcoin. Scott?
Well, you know what's funny with a lot
how
of
would,
these
how
things?
Would you get, how would you buy Bitcoin?
Everyone does. Believe it or not, there are instructions. Anytime you have ransomware like this, they will walk you through the process step by step. Effectively, here's how you pay us.
Isn't that nice of them?
Totally.
What a nice bunch of people.
Well, it's funny. Sometimes you read some of these notices and they're apologetic. Like, we're really sorry, but your stuff isn't encrypted.
Right. So do we think this came from some people are thinking it came from the Eastern Europe, Russian bloc over there.
Actually, oddly enough, there are a few steps to this. The most recent sort of early thoughts on what's called attribution, figuring out who it came from, believe it or not, points to North Korea.
Wow.
The company Symantec, which has pegged a few other attacks, including the Sony Pictures hack a few years ago, said there were some early signs. I mean, that's the thing. It's very, very easy for an attacker to deliberately put in what are called false flag items, which give people an impression it's something different than it is. But so far what they've seen seems to indicate it might be North Korean in nature. There's some specific code that's been used in other North Korean attributed attacks, which are unusual, and they're showing up here. And, of course, the timestamps on a lot of the work seem to correspond to the workday in the Korean peninsula. So
Right. It's
possible at this point it's very early. Symantec has made an early, not so much a call, but like an early indication it might be them, and there have been sources and other security companies that have indicated, so far at least, it looks like that might be the case.
We use Bitdefender here in my office. And
that's actually good. A number of the security companies are already claiming that, you know, we've spotted it, we've stopped it. I mean, by nature,
Bitdefender sent out a notice that they stopped it, that they actually patched this thing months ago.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Most of them should have. I mean, your main, basically, antivirus vendors, Bitdefender, Kaspersky, Cylance, Malwarebytes, ESET, they should be good against this for now, at least.
Right.
The problem you run into is that this can then be changed. What I find very odd about this particular ransomware normally is designed for profit. And basically, security researchers have been looking at the Bitcoin accounts associated with this, and as of, I think, last night, they only had about $50,000. Now, that sounds nice for a weekend of work, but with 200,000 computers infected, that's a really crappy rate of return.
Right,
so
right.
It starts to beg the question, are they really after profits here, or is this something else? I mean, a lot of it also
it
is...
It could have just been a political move if it was North Korea to let them know. I mean, they're pushing back every way they can on President Trump.
Well, this could even be something like, let's try and make the NSA look bad. Because there's sort of a couple of middle steps here.
Right.
Originally, this was an NSA vulnerability called Eternal Blue, which was captured by this quote-unquote hacking group called the Shadow Brokers, which everyone pretty much in the security community thinks that's probably either the Russian government or something associated with them.
Right.
But they're playing it off like they're some, you know, fighters for freedom and justice against the quote-unquote wealthy elite. They released this, I guess, a couple of months ago, which is when Microsoft immediately came out with the patch. So let's say this attack happened the next week, this would have been even wider spread because people at least had a couple of months to work with to patch their system.
There's one other, in a minute that we got left, there's one other thing happened too, though, right? Sony or Disney got breached.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny because this follows on the heel of something with Netflix a couple of weeks ago,
right,
where a hacker released, I guess, the new season of Orange is the New Black.
Right.
So Disney's turn now relates to Pirates of the Caribbean. I think it's 5 at this point. In effect, very simply, the hackers had gotten a hold of it and said, well, we have it. We're going to release it. Pay a ransom or else.
Right.
Now, mind you, this is not quote-unquote ransomware as we classically think of it.
This is basically a digital kidnapping. This is a hold-up, yeah. So quickly, in 20 seconds, mm-hmm. can we protect ourselves at all? Is all lost?
No. Basic steps. Keep your stuff up to date as much as you can.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't leave stuff on your system that you don't actually need. Back up your stuff. And also, make sure that you restrict what are called administrative privileges.
There you go, folks. Do all those things. Scott Arno, thanks for being here. Good job. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.